Trevor Jones is one of many refugee advocates actually visiting offshore detainees and has just returned from Manus Island. The issue of medical transfers from that island to Australia is about to be debated in Parliament, proposing that doctors rather than bureaucrats get the final say in whether someone is sick enough to need to come to Australia. Trevor got some insight into the current system operating in Manus. He explained to me that anyone sick enough to need medical attention is initially transferred from Manus to the Pacific International Hospital in Port Moresby, where, from what he observed, they don't necessarily get a sympathetic reaction.
I was trying to help one of the guys get his medical records one day. And the clerk got a call and said, "Oh, come with me." And he led me through the hospital and ended up at the chief medical director's office, Trevor Smale.
Who clearly asked to see you because you were asking for medical records?
I believe so, yeah. He didn't say. He just embarked on a big, long lecture to me on how the asylum seekers were all bad people and they shouldn't be coming here, they should go back, and how they weren't real refugees, that, and how bad the supporters were, the advocates.
This is the institution responsible for deciding whether someone's ailment is life-threatening enough to be evacuated to Australia, which is the key issue at the moment with the proposed bill. What's your opinion on how they would go about making those decisions and how effective they would be?
I understand for someone to come under the bill that's been proposed and about to be voted on is that a doctor over there would have to say they need treatment in Australia, and a doctor in Australia would have to confirm that. So it is worrying that the head of the hospital is so antagonistic. Seems like he's just singing from the Australian government's hymn book on that, and I'm sure he has an influence on the hospital. The clerk that was there with me was just nodding his head as he was criticising the asylum seekers, and I'm sure that has an effect.
How much do you think the refugee issue will feature in this election?
Well, I think more and more Australians are realising just how wrong it's been to take these people to Manus and Nauru for all these years. They haven't actually committed any crime, and they've been seriously harmed, mentally harmed. They're so sick, so many of them, and all just to help us control borders.
When you're there with the men, and they are men, aren't they, mainly on the island, what do you get the feeling that they're now, most of them, all of them out of the detention centre? So how are they coping? What's their life like?
Yeah, Australia closed down the main centre, not with any good reason, and they're now in three separate centres there, which functionally are not too different, except the environment's even worse than what it was before, particularly for the ones in Hillside, the ones that are classified as negatives. They have no entertainment type area now. They've got nowhere where they can exercise. They're not allowed to go visit their friends in the other two centres. They get delivered meals, which is to take back to their rooms. Many of them hardly leave their rooms. Yeah, it's just a really harmful environment. They're not welcome in the community in general, so they just stay where they are. So, you know, I was only on Manus 3 days, but in that time there were three serious self-harm events, two people overdosing badly on medication and another cutting himself on his head and arms. There's just so many distraught people over there.
And I suppose they also see the only way out is either to kill yourself or to treat yourself so badly that you might get removed.
Sadly, a lot of them are even beyond that. They've given up hope. The Australian government keeps telling them, you're never, ever going to come here. Go back where you came from. A lot of them don't care for themselves. Like one guy I visited in PIH hospital, he wasn't eating, he wasn't trying to get to Australia. He's just given up.
Did you get the feeling that the asylum seekers were aware of how much of an issue their health, for one thing, is in Australia and about this impending bill?
Yeah, they're very aware of politics in Australia and what's happening. And one of the guys there said to me, am I sick enough to be included in this medical bill? And I said to him, I don't know. He said, well, we're all sick. And yeah, I said, yeah, I know you are. Many of them are very sick and this bill's really needed, but it will be quite chaotic, I think, when it's passed for those that maybe aren't accepted or aren't deemed sick enough. So I don't know how it's going to work out, but I think it's an important step to get the very sick off Manus and Nauru, and really they all should come. They all need to come.
The bill that's coming up implies, you would think, that there's it's going to be quite an election issue, that there may be a sea change in how the Australian public feels about refugees. You've decided to put your hat in the ring. Tell me about that.
Yeah, well, really arising from trying to engage with politicians over the last 5 years, I've come to see that individually they might be concerned, but the party system in the end prevents them from actually speaking out or voting according to what they think's good. The party system's driven by that desire for power, and in the end they're just so compromised by that. So I'm keen to offer to the voters of Boofy an alternative to the party system. At least with me, I feel that they'll get what they vote for, who I am. But if you vote for someone else in a party system, you end up just getting the party. You don't get the person.
That's refugee advocate Trevor Jones.